Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, listeners. How are we? I'm in gridlock in Swindon, sort of one-way system, I suppose. I mean, who's been to Swindon? It is the home of the roundabout. There is a roundabout that is, I think it's quite well known, because it came up on the Google map on my phone as I drove through it. It's a roundabout surrounded by like 15 other roundabouts with satellite roundabouts all over it. And it's like a sort of relic from some town planning. Do you know what? It was probably designed in the 70s when there's lots of acid going around, because somebody was high when they were designing that thing, I tell you. So it's very early in the morning. I'm on my way to the train station. And it doesn't look like I'm the only person who's decided to head into work, because it's gridlock. But you know, other than that, there are green shoots, as they say. Daffs are coming up in the garden, blossom on the not very well tree out the back of the house. I don't know what kind of tree it is, but it's got some pink blossom on it, but half the branches are dead. But you know, it was sort of sunny yesterday, which was nice. Today, a bit grey. Now then, what have we got for you today? Well, here on Homo Sapiens, we've got Leighton Williams of Strictly fame, of Everybody Loves Jamie fame. Leighton got to the final of Strictly. Did the most incredible dances. And just hosted the Brits. The Brits red carpets, we talk all about that. What I love about Leighton is he has defied expectations from the get-go. Really interesting childhood. Moved out when he was like 13, 14. Came to London. Was in Billy Elliot. You know, kind of came out, actually. Lived as a queer kid. But then sort of had to go back in the closet when he had to go home, because he got sack from Thriller, the stage show Thriller. So he sort of had this amazing microcosm of being free and himself, and then he had to go back in the closet. And then was sort of rescued by going to live with two lesbians, because it's always lesbians to the rescue, right? And Leighton is just mischief. That's what I love about him. He sort of always says he can't help himself. And I would think that was probably a little reductive. I think he just says it how it is, and I love him for that. Anyway, that is, that's that. Now, we had the live show. It went out last week on your feed. You've all been writing in, which has been very nice. Lots of nice comments. Thank you. We're going to do more. We even had a lovely email, but because I'm in a traffic jam, I can't read it. But I'll read it next time, shall I? We had a lovely email. Also, the drive to Swindon Station is 50 minutes from my house. It's quite a long time. And I can't seem to work it that I don't desperately need the loo halfway through. Any tips? What about a sheepie? Should I get a sheepie for the car? This is what you came to podcasting for, wasn't it? I'm sure. That's why you wanted to listen to this podcast. Me talking about my bladder. If you want to get in touch, you know how to. It's hello at homosapienspodcast.com, at Homo Sapiens on Instagram. Have you caught up with our recent episodes? If not, they're on the feed. That's where we keep them, all clean and shiny, ready to press play. Let's go have a chat with Leighton, because we love Leighton. Voila.
I feel like we might be... This is the most cancelable thing to say.
Cool.
But are we slightly post-cancelling people?
I think so.
I feel like everyone's chilled out a bit.
But I've also kind of always known how far to take what I need to say. Do you know what I mean? And then I have like my cutoff of like, okay, that's for me and my besties chatting, having drinks and maybe not some... But to be fair, every time I do a podcast, I start running my mouth and tell stories that I've never told before. So buckle up, baby. Who knows?
And how do you have your little internal checklist or monitor to...
I guess I'm just like... Save it for your therapist or your diary, or just shut the fuck up because nobody cares.
Yeah. Do you keep a diary then?
No. But I'm saying, if I have a therapist, I needed to. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes things are just like better left unsaid.
But do you...
Especially when I'm not like fully, if I'm not in the know, sometimes I'm just like, let me not speak.
In the know about what? Oh,
just
God.
Stuff, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One wrong thing, I'm just like, do you know what? I'm just going to log out and mind my business.
Yeah, less is more.
That's my boyfriend this morning. I was like, say less, do more.
Oh, nice.
Period.
What was that about?
Just like, it was just running. I'm just like, let's talk more action.
I know.
I was giving him that energy this morning.
Are you the taskmaster in your relationship?
I don't know. But like, I'm very much so like, I will just say what I think. And not in like a mean way, but I'm like, right, let's just cut the chase, let's get to the bullshit, you know? Then we can... deal with it and we keep it moving.
I love that. I'm quite like that as well.
And, like, come on. I don't like elephants in no rooms. Alexandra Burke. Do you know that story?
No.
Oh my God, I love her. This is an interview with her on like this morning or whatever. And she's like, you know, so I've got the song called Elephant in the Room because, you know, people don't really use that phrase here. I think it's more of an American thing and I'm bringing it over. We stan Alexandra Burke.
I remember this. How did she, because presumably, you know, when people say stuff, like that, it's like she would have said that to the person writing the song with, like, and surely nobody... this didn't get through.
Come on, do you know what I mean?
But with your no nonsense, where does that come from?
I think maybe just like the older I get, not that I'm like, I'm literally about to turn 30 this year, so I'm not going on like I'm, you know, in my prime, but I just don't like to spend too much energy on things that are like are not necessary to care. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So one of my fave sayings, and I didn't make this up, so, but like, don't take a paracetamol for somebody else's headache. Ooh. And it's like I'm not going to stress about things that are beyond me. Like, I will do what I can and when I can control. But yeah, just dealt with like stuff over the years. So you're like, actually, in hindsight, is this important?
Do you know my other favorite one like that is your disaster is not my emergency.
Ah, that's cute. I might take that.
When people like, you know, call you up being like, I'm talking about work here.
Yeah.
Like, this thing's gone wrong and I need to do this. Like, stop what you're doing. And you're like, your disaster is not my emergency.
I like that. Is that kind of like the energy of like, that sounds like a you problem?
Yes, totally.
I want to.
When was the last time you used it?
It's been a minute since I've used that one, actually, because I'm trying to be more compassionate. Emphasis on trying.
How's that going?
Not bad, actually, I think.
Do you think queer people lack compassion, and I'm talking about myself here, but because we're very hard on ourselves and sometimes that makes us hard on other people.
Potentially, we can be a bit meh, just straight to it, right? I don't know where it comes from. I do say this a lot, but I feel like as a queer people, we kind of have a rebirth, you know, depending on when you came out or whatever. So like you spend however many years pretending and then all of a sudden you're like, boom. So like you kind of... no shits as soon as possible because you're just like, well, this is me and y'all can't stop me from work slaying. Da, 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 da. I'm joking doing this
click
thing, by the way. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little when you have your little diva moment. Everyone needs a diva phase though.
Yeah. And do you feel like it's partly because you're like, oh, I feel like I'm behind, lost time because I've spent all this time lying and
pretending.
Blah, blah, blah.
Imagine if you could just come straight out the womb and just give it like whatever you wanted from, I mean, it's Maybe it's for the best, actually, now that I think about it.
What?
Maybe I would have been wild if I could just do and be exactly who I wanted to be from day dot. But no, because then I don't think it would have been as crazy. It would have been like, oh, it's not shocking for you to be this little queen, just live your best life.
But you were kind of quite out when you were quite young, or am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I was.
So talk me through that a bit.
But I'm talking like young. So like I was maybe like 13, 14 when I was like literally playing like queer character on TV. So that was a thing. And I think that very much sort of gave me the opportunity to just be like, okay, this is easy for me just to transition just easily, you know, because I was on telly and I thought, oh, well, the character, everyone's loving the character, so let me just be me. It was literally like art imitate in life for like the beginning of my career. It would give me the confidence to just be. But I guess when I was running around in my state when I was a young kid, it wasn't given that. I was like a chav.
Right.
Like, I think I was a little lad. I feel like people will probably laugh knowing me when I was a kid because I probably was a queen, but like I was just hanging around with the boys.
What age was that?
Well, all of my primary school years, obviously.
Yeah.
I was just one of the boys. Like, it did.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really hang out with the girls as much. Like,
really?
Only until like, once I got to high school, and then I was like, okay, I think I'm more interested in what the girlies are doing. But yeah, even I did 1 year at normal school. I say normal school, lol, but not theater school.
Yeah.
That's my normal.
Yeah.
Thank God I did. I think if I didn't go to normal school for like a little bit, I would be completely jaded with the real world.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got to just know what other people...
Yeah, know what the streets are talking and what the kids are saying. What the kids are saying.
4-year-olds.
Oh my God, I said, what did I say? Not Snapchat. I said chat snap the other day. Oh my God. Chat snap.
The chat snaps. Yeah. It reminds me, my dad always used to call Kylie Minogue Coolie Minogue.
I like that though. It sounds exotic.
Oh, look, it's Coolie Minogue.
Coolie Minogue. What an icon.
You definitely know she's called Kylie Minogue. Leighton, you weren't playing football, were you?
Oh my God, I was playing football. I was like vice captain, actually. Is that called? Is that a name?
I mean, this is tough. Let's look at some straight people.
Straight people in the room. Do you say vice captain for like the understudy of the leading football person?
You're just captain.
Yeah, but what about vice? Is there not a vice? Maybe they were just playing me. Maybe I just needed a title. I think I was actually all right in it as well. I was quite a sporty guy because I was quite athletic. So I did a bit of that. I was just a normal... ish in a bracket lad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The thing that saved me at school at that age, like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, was the girls. Like, I would have been eaten alive if I'd been left with the boys. Like, yeah. It was me and the girls skipping. And no, talking.
I think I was one of the ruffians. Like, I was running around like, come on boys, let's do this, do that. Like, quite naughty. I like got suspended at my primary school. Who the hell gets suspended from primary school? Like,
I love
you're it. A child, can you just behave?
What was it again?
I was just a class clown, to be honest.
Right.
And this is primary school, and I actually got expelled from high school. So things got progressively worse.
So you were suspended for
just being a little brat.
What do you remember the moment?
I think did I slap my teacher on the ass with a ruler? Something along them lines that definitely came into it. I was just a class clown. I just love making people laugh. I don't think anything was ever, I was never malicious, I wouldn't like to think. I mean, I'm sure we all have our days and, you know, you look back as kids, and I was like, I probably made some people feel uncomfortable as much as they made me feel uncomfortable because we were just kids and crazy.
Kids are feral.
Right? And I was felt to a point where I always had like love and compassion for people. That's it was nice. Always just a lol, like for me. So I was just always joking about. Yeah.
I was very similar, like in that sense. And I think I was doing it if I had to therapize myself. I was doing it because I was like,
don't clock me.
Freaking out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just like, I don't feel like anyone else here and I don't know what to do. So I would just like throw things and make noise.
Like, tantrums.
And yeah, like I've said it before, but you know, like also, I think I was a bit of an arsehole.
Yeah, I think I had an arsehole stage. Some people probably still think I am an arsehole, but that's absolutely fine.
oh my God. I don't think that's true, Leighton.
No, it is. I actually got into an argument last night. Oh my God, I did.
With an arsehole or being an arsehole?
No, I don't think I was. I have this thing when people come up to me and it depends how many drinks I've had, I guess. And I'm totally chill. Really fine. Obviously, it's got a little bit, not worse out, but it's got a bit crazier from after that little dance show that I did. And when people come up, I'm like, cool, hello, da-da-da-da. I don't think I've barely ever said no for a photo before. But it's, I can't remember exactly what happened. She was like, oh, my mum loves you. I don't know who you are, but my mum. And I was just like, okay, girl, well, give my love to your mum. Like, I don't know what you want me to say here. And I think almost people try to make it cool if they don't know who you are. Who are you again? And they're with their friend. And I'm just like, Asha, mate. Like, they're the one that's clocked us. It just gets so uncomfortable sometimes. And I know this is obviously, I've done it to myself. We're here. Like, I'm not exactly hiding away, but it's really weird to like navigate sometimes.
Yes.
And people just feel like they can just like grab you at any point. And just like, I'm like, whoa, this is quite intense.
Yeah.
So I think I told her to do one, send my love to your mom, but you can do one. It's really got me. And she's like, oh, you're rude. And I was like, well, you are actually.
Yeah. I know exactly the thing you're talking about. Yeah. And this is not to criticize anyone. Yeah. I've seen it happen. Someone goes up to someone well-known. Mm. And because it's a bit of a kind of power play type thing, they start with, I don't know who you are, but someone says you're someone. And it's just it's just a bit mean.
I'm just like, well, I don't know who you are either. So let's keep it moving and have a gorgeous day. That's what I do. Take care.
But then you're, as the well-known person, kind of not allowed to react like a human. You have to react like as if you're running for president.
No, one thing about me, I can clap back. And I'm not going to be no beige bitch. And I'm not going to be like, I love my publicist, Emily. Shout out to my PR mum. When we were doing like Strictly and stuff, I got to a point where I was like, most of these honeys are going to write, journalists, by the way, other honeys, they're going to write whatever. They're probably listening right now, ready to scoop a little something out of nothing so they can make the shittest headline they've ever come up with in their life. So feel free to use this. And it's like, you're not going to win anyway, so you might as well keep it moving, So I just have a lull now.
It's a weird combo of like, you want to be yourself. Weirdly, people react to that the best. Has it ever gone badly though?
Not really.
Because you do have a black eye.
No, last night we were fine. Most of the time, it's just the way that they word some of these things sometimes. It's like, that is a non-story. Like, I get it, you need people clicking on your stuff, but it's just quite crazy.
I noticed, and we don't have to talk about this if you don't want to, but I noticed there was such a thing about you hard launching your relationship.
No, that was hilarious too. I think because I knew that potentially under the spotlight at this moment that it might become a thing, because I didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable either.
Yes.
But I mean, it's out there now. It's all good. I think they were like, oh, we're going to do a reveal or like da da da. And I was like, well, do you know what? I'm going to post him up. Yeah.
So someone said they were going to be
like, they were like emailing him at work and stuff. And I was like, it's really not that deep. Like, he's fit as fuck. And I'm kind of cute too. And we're having a good time.
Yeah.
And what?
But that is weird for you having to broach that.
Yeah. I've never had that. I've never been in that situation before. And I think he was a bit like, well, like, he's had people like fans turn up to the his cafe and stuff, and I'm like, okay, fair play. Did they buy a sandwich? Make your money, honey. Let's start doing like quiz nights, and I think Ian McKellen does that.
Ian McKellen does what?
Doesn't he own a pub? I didn't even know that.
Yes, yeah.
And he hosts his own quiz and stuff.
I've never been. That's a gay crime.
That's a gay crime. Maybe we should go.
But no, it's an institution, his pub, and I've never been.
Love that for him.
Where do you go when you want a night out?
You know what? I'm trying to switch it up a little bit more now. I feel like Soho's lost a little bit of its...
It's all gone.
It's sad, isn't it? Because I was stomping around there from a legal age. So I've been partying around there for a minute. Also, nothing's open. Even midweek, if I want to like a little boogie, like, hello.
Where would you go?
you can't beat a bit of freedom. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
First gay bar I ever went to.
Really?
Yeah.
I spent my 18th birthday there. literally like clinking drinks. Like, it's cute.
Do you always remember the rumor that it was owned by Richard Branson's son?
Wait, wasn't that the Box?
No, this is like way before the Box. People were like, yeah, Richard Branson bought it for his son. I always remember people saying that. And I was like, really?
I used to do GAY.
Going. GAY's going.
The late.
GAY late, yeah.
So many of them. GAY Manchester, Heaven, GAY. Last time I was in GAY late, I got spat on.
What?
I've never, not been back since. That was a good 10 years.
Who by?
Oh my God. Why am I making it sound like I get into fights all the time on this podcast? I'm actually a very peaceful person. I'm
just tell all your fights and then we'll choose the like three you want to keep in.
Yeah, yeah, just choose and pick. I don't know. Do you know when you're just kind of hustling at the bar and I was like, oh, I think, you know, I'm next. Da, da, da. Just, you know, I respect that.
Yes.
If I'm in a queue and I know that somebody there next to me, I will say, get your drink.
Yes.
Like, I'm etiquette, no? And we had a bit of to and fro and I was just... Wow, how would that be your necessary response? Just go. So I've not been back there, but I kind of loved the whole like music video vibe to it. It's like, if it's not a music video, we can't play it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sophie Ellis Bextor featuring Freemasons, always on every screen.
I'm loving her.
Her renaissance.
She is living her life.
Yeah, she really is.
And she deserves it.
She really does. So like, I used to direct music videos. That's my first job. Oh, wow. And I did loads of videos for her. She is so nice. You know, she was person of the moment. Do you remember when it was like her versus Victoria Beckham?
Literally.
Like a long time ago. But has always like done her kitchen disco, done her like interesting, weird albums with Ed Harcourt. Yeah. I feel like she's a proper artist. She does cool, creative stuff and things follow.
Love to see it.
Do you feel like you have, particularly if you're a performer, because I know you write as well, do you sort of think about that stuff, strategize that stuff? I imagine like after Strictly, for example, people are like, so what next? You know, like, how do we capitalize?
Well, I actually went straight into a writer's room once I finished the tour of Strictly, which was like, you know, we finished 5 shows at the O2 Arena, like, woo! And then it's like, basically a 9-to-5, which is really fun, just like getting creative with loads of other amazing people. So it's nice to do something completely different and hopefully cross our fingers that gets greenlit soon. This year is going to be that year.
Right.
It's weird because I'm doing like things that I've never done before. Like, I'm hosting the Brits. I never thought that would be something that I would be doing. Hopefully I didn't absolutely trash it. But yeah, just fun. Like, just little bits like that coming up.
So who are you doing that with?
Doing that with Harriet.
Rose?
Yeah, Harriet Rose. And she's amazing. Obviously, she knows what she's doing. So, like, I can just go and bring good vibes and bounce off her. Sent her a voice note. I feel a bit nervous now because it's just been announced. And I wasn't nervous until now everyone knows.
You'll be amazing. You're doing the official Brits red carpet type thing. So... the horrible thing about red carpets, if you're having to do reporting, is like, you can't get anyone. So if they're brought to you, that's the tricky bit done.
That's the dream.
And then you can just have a chat. Yeah, so. Oh, you'll be amazing. Yeah,
just going to vibe and have fun. And I can't wait. I've never actually been to the Brits. So.
Do you know who I love is Emilia de Moldenberg on the red carpet? She's got such a funny tone.
It's so like dry and fun.
She always just looks like slightly confused by people.
Hi.
Yeah, just unfazed, unbothered. I met her actually. She came to see one of the live shows. She's a hun. Then she came to Blackpool.
Oh.
That's some commitment. I was like, oh, hey, girl.
Is she like that in real life?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did that whole chicken shop date thing start?
I actually was listening to a podcast. I listened to my podcast. And I think it started as like a uni project situation. Then she like transferred it over and... love to see British babes doing good.
Did you see her one with Paul Mescal?
Maybe saw clips.
I mean, obviously I only saw clips. But like, she just, I don't know, she has this weird way of being flirtatious, but also giving them...
Minimal.
Yeah, it's like, how are you doing that? Because and they're sort of like...
drawn in.
Yeah. And that whole Andrew Garfield thing, have you seen that?
Oh, love that.
They have this like weird meetup on red carpets and he and her have a whole thing.
More of that.
It's very sweet.
If she's next to us, we're absolutely screwed.
Well, but you can just be a different energy. You can be you and like and yourself, and then that's a lovely mix. Have you thought about how you're going to handle it?
I think I'm doing all my prep, make sure like I know like, you know, who's up for what, da da da, and it's more so the people that I don't know, because obviously if you see names, then you can just riff off that. But I think it's just bringing the vibes, making people excited and like, you know, play some silly games. And too deep.
Who's doing the whole thing inside?
I think Clara Ambrose.
I thought so, yeah.
I love that. I love her as well.
She is amazing, isn't she?
Killing it.
She's such a kind enthusiast. Mm. Like, she loves this podcast. Been very sweet.
Love her. And she's messaged me as well, actually. That's why I was like, oh my God. Like,
really?
Yeah, I think she used to do it back in the day. So she gets it.
Yes. She does it. Like, yeah. She's so good at it as well. So that's coming up. What else?
Let's just say, I think I'm going to be back on stage soon. And it's going to be pretty major. I'm very excited.
Really? When can you announce it?
Summertime. I don't actually know when they're going to announce it. It's just like the perfect thing for me to be going into after Strictly as well, because like, I think people might be seeing me potentially in one light, and I just need to remind you hoes what the fuck is good. And even for myself, like, I want to surprise myself as an artist. I don't want to just be, and no shade to people that are, oh, that's absolutely fine, but I'm not just like just a celeb. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm not just some like person. Like, I've got something to offer the world, I think. I hope.
You do, and you already have.
End of part one, chatting with Leighton. I'm just trying to find a parking space. Here's part two.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Powered by Spirit Studios.